Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Berger Psychic Hour. Today we are continuing our discussion on how to deal with negative energy. I don't believe we even got to our topic last today's show, so we're going to be finishing that up, I believe, and also taking calls today for on-air readings. And there are some callers in the queue right now. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number, and callers, please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation, and we would love it if you followed us on Facebook and on Twitter and here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can find those accounts linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile. Okay, I guess we'll take a call. 904 is first, then 856. Let's bring on 904. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's this, please?
My name is Debbie.
Debbie, hi Debbie. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida. Okay. And your birth date? 5/17/68. 13, 23, and 14. Okay. 37/10/1. What's your question?
I want to know, I need to think about going back to work, and I really don't even know what field to look at or where to go or where to start.
Okay, so you're unemployed right now. Debbie, your karmic number is 37, and your master number is 1. So just going backward, out of curiosity, do you remember what happened at the age of 37 when you were, it was 2005. Maybe there was a change. It's harder if the person is compounded to track that, but I'm thinking there might have been something in that year, 2005.
I was a young mother.
Young mother?
Well, I wasn't young, but I was mother of a young child in 2005.
Oh, a young child. How old's your child? Or was your child in 2005?
4.
4? So 4 years prior. Okay. Any breakup of a relationship or anything like that?
No. The relationship I was in at the time and I'm still in has always been difficult, though.
Difficult. Okay. Well, that would be indicated. But you've been with this person for quite a while.
Yes.
And you're wondering about work now.
Yes.
Well, hi, Debbie.
Hi.
You know, let me ask you something. Have you had, in your past, have you had an assortment of jobs that were basically, you didn't have to be that skillful, but they were jobs. So you had an hourly wage, maybe a salary, but they weren't spectacular jobs. But, you know, maybe they were under $25,000. I mean, has your background been that way?
Yes.
So you're not really qualified. Like professionally, you're looking for work, you need to go back to work, you don't quite know what to do, and you need a substantial income in order to survive. So you have to find something that's full-time and that provides you at least with living standards? Is that what you're looking for?
Yes. And if you think I should go back to school, I'm open to that. I just need to know what field.
Are you have?
Well, I might say something to you that sounds totally ridiculous, and you may say, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I'd never do that. But I don't know why I'm getting this, and maybe it will lead to something else, you know, in time. But I'm seeing you like as ophthalmologist, working at a
like an optician, maybe.
Oh yeah, somebody that just eyeglasses or
optician,
or you know, it might sound crazy, and I'll admit it. Maybe you don't connect to it. That it might lead to something else to talk about. But what do you think about something like that? What were those ladies that fit your glasses?
They're opticians, I believe.
Opticians.
They do a portion of the exam because they're trained to do.
Maybe you don't have the finances to do it. Maybe you don't even have an interest. But what's your thought on that anyways?
I'd never thought of it before. Maybe.
Okay. Well, are you looking in Florida? So are you looking to at least make $30,000 a year at least?
Yes.
How much would you like to make reasonably? What are you looking at salary?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Do you have any interest in what you'd like to do? Have you done retail and just kind of sales before, things like that?
No, it was more receptionist work.
So just, I was curious, Debbie, about the person that you're in a relationship with. Do you two live together?
Yes.
And what does he do?
He is in the IT industry.
IT. Technology, like internet.
Oh.
Internet.
Right.
You know what's weird? Receptionist could be or like a receptionist at a doctor's office or an ophthalmologist. You know, maybe that's it.
Have you worked in the medical field? Maybe that's what you're getting. Have you worked in the medical field as a receptionist?
Yes.
So that may be why that's coming in. Because it does take some training. It's not like you're just a receptionist at like an office, a real estate agency, for instance. You're not just answering phones. It does take some skill to work in a doctor's office, just dealing with patient records and all that. So that's probably why.
Are you interested in doing that again?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Debbie, if this is accurate, we could be picking up on the idea of you being a receptionist in a medical office. Maybe that's what we're picking up on, if this is accurate. And maybe it might lead to you now working with an ophthalmologist or an optometrist, or even doing something, going back to school and getting the lowest degree, the lowest thing possible, license possible, so not too much stress on you. And yet you're now licensed to do something and you're making maybe $60,000 a year or more.
Okay.
Something like that. Is that helping you at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you want to just give us a little bit of feedback as to what you might have been interested in, or what you are interested in, not past tense, or were considering regarding a degree or a field that you wanted to go into?
I had considered maybe court reporting, or I took a class in Reiki and... So I'm kind of all over the place. I don't know.
Well, court reporting, I mean, that's tough. It's a tough job. It's a tough
There's
thing
a lot
to
of
pass.
Strict
and
requirements.
It's rough work. It really is. It takes a lot of time. But if you're committed to it.
And if you took a class and was good at it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a possibility. You know?
Right.
Are you interested in the medical field on some level? Would a optician be interesting to you?
I'd never considered it before. I don't know, maybe.
Okay. Not real enthusiastic about, but anyways, nonetheless, court reporting, you know, I think what we're looking at in this reading is to elevate you to a higher position than receptionist. You don't have to just be a receptionist. I don't know what's going on in your world, Debbie, but there might be a self-esteem problem. Maybe
okay.
You've just been having troubles throughout your life and trying to get your image to feel more, you're more comfortable with a higher image of yourself, you know? Maybe that's what's
yeah.
wrong. Maybe there's some wounds in your life. Okay, so you're validating that. Well, you know, the best way to resolve that, you know, aside from going to therapy and talking, is to just say, you know what, I'm maybe if I get a better position in my life, in a job, I'm going to feel better about myself. And that's going to be therapy for me. I'll feel better about me. And so what we're suggesting to you, court report, you added to the table court reporting. That's fine. We're saying not just a receptionist, but somebody that might be at a low-level tech, medical tech, or something along the medical field is another possibility. What we're saying to you is that you, the way for you to feel better and to live better is to start thinking of yourself more of a kind of a professional or a licensed person with a license. You're going to feel better, Debbie. I mean, if you have problems, have you gone to therapy with any for any matter?
For years.
Yeah.
And what? I mean, it sounds like it's not been terribly successful. How has it gone for you? I mean, in your estimation.
Nothing's really changed in my life.
No.
Yeah, you need a new therapist.
Well, maybe you need a new therapist, but you know what? You may just be recycling your emotions, saying them. And kind of getting validations about things and talking about it, but then just the next day you just recycle your feelings. I don't think it's going to work. And believe me, I've got degrees in this and whatnot, experience. I don't think it's going to work. I think what's going to work
therapy.
For you is, I mean, there's nothing wrong with tackling your psyche and your emotional states and dealing with your problems. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but you've been doing it for years. Stop already. What you need to do is say, what can I do where I get a license and I'm working and I'm feeling better about myself and that boosts my ego up. I don't need to read all these problems that I've gone through, all the way I've been abused. They're all real. They're really helping me to keep talking about it. I'm calling it a psychic show and I'm trying to get answers. And here's our answer to you. Get a license. Do something that makes you feel more important, whether it's court reporting or whether it's you start to investigate something on a low-level medical field. There's so many things you can do. Do you have the financial means to maybe go to school for a year or to get your license 6 months?
She has to do something to be an optician. You have to be licensed. So it would take, I think, some kind of certificate.
Yeah. I mean, do you have the means to do that financially?
I'd have to work and do it.
Work
All right.
and do it.
So what do you
At the
how
same
old are you?
Time. She's
You're
15.
Born
I'd have to work and go to school.
Years old.
Can you do that?
Possibly.
Possibly. That's going to be better than therapy. If you can work and, you know, so here you're in a mess. You're not happy. You're depressed. And you feel kind of not, you don't know where your direction is.
Right.
And therapy is not going to do it for you. I don't think so. I think what's going to do it for you is getting a part-time job or something, going to school, feeling better along the way.
Having some independence in her life where she has like ownership over her.
Right.
Own
and
life.
Just, it's not that hard. Be creative, Debbie. Look at what the options are, whether it's court reporting or some kind of health technician, and figure out what you might be happy doing. By the time you do it, you're going to be 51, 52, hopefully, and you've got another, 13, 14 years of employment life?
It's a 2-year course to be an optician. And I don't think it says 20, and I'm researching it as we're on the phone or on the call. 29 states don't require a license. So she would have to research what her state requires and what the requirements, you know, entail.
Yeah.
In terms of her.
That's an example.
But go ahead.
No,
I want to ask her something.
Say,
well, I wanted to ask her because she says her relationship is not great either. Does your partner support? Are you married?
Yes.
Does he support you in finding a new career path? What's that piece about?
Yes. Yes.
He does support you.
Yes.
See, yeah, I don't know. Are you on medication at all, Debbie?
No.
Yeah, I mean, you sound depressed. Maybe, I mean, your answers are short. Not at the beginning, you were talking about trying to find direction, but obviously your answers are short. It doesn't take a genius to see that you're kind of down. You don't know what direction to take. I don't think an angel is going to say, Debbie, you are meant to be this. I think it's a decision you need to make. And you're calling us, if you can get a license, or you can get licensed to do something, or go to school and just get the proper credentials, whatever it takes, something that you think you'll enjoy that has the least amount of effort to get it, because you're 50 already, 50, and you're going to feel better, I think. And anyways, it's a vision. It's kind of a psychic vision that if this is all accurate, this is what's come to pass. Anyways, I mean, your energy is not, you have a nice number system. 6-8 is good. So anyways, that's what we suggest for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And court reporting is about the same length of time, 18 months to 24 months. So, I mean, obviously that's where our interest lies.
It's going to be about a year and a half to 2 years.
Yeah. Okay. 856 is our next caller. Hello.
Hi, this is Laura, New Jersey. My birthday is 10/1/63.
10/1/63, and I'm sorry, your name was Laura or Lauren?
Laura.
Laura, your name is. It's still. Your name was is really not the right way to say it. 10/1/63, yes. Her name is Laura. 2/12.
All right.
And what brings you to the show, Laura?
Work. I'm looking for a job.
She was going to ask about career. Okay. Well, do you want to give us a little bit more information about your question? I mean, your job.
Well,
what are you specifically are you asking about?
When do you see me getting a job? Do you see it coming soon, or? Anything at all about a job you could tell me about?
So you're not working right now?
No, I'm not working.
You're not working.
Are you applying for work?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I had a phone interview Monday, but I didn't get it.
Oh,
you didn't get it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, let me give you the worst case scenario first, the very worst case first. 3 months before you get work. That seems to be the frame that is I'm getting. The closer one is within a week or a week and a half. I know it's a window, but let's put a window there. There is a house, there's a window.
Do you have other applications pending, Laura?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, anywhere from a week and a half to 3 months. We don't have to look at 3 months. That's just the end, the worst case. I'm going to ask you a question off the side, but don't worry if you can't validate it. But have you ever been in Louisiana or any of those states within around Louisiana?
I was, yes, years ago.
Well,
where was that and when?
Oh my goodness, like 1980, I was in Louisiana.
What
like as a vacation
there?
Or?
I went down to visit my brother for Mardi Gras, or not Mardi Gras. It was World's Fair. Was down
okay,
there at the
so
time.
We don't know you, Laura, and part of our work is being psychic. So why do you think of all the why do you think that was mentioned and you can validate it? Why do you and your brother's there?
Have you ever been to Louisiana?
No.
Neither have I. So it's not like necessarily common.
No. And I'm not, your accent, there's nothing. I'm just getting it out of the blue. So why?
To validate that you're true blue psychic.
Well, no. hopefully that. But hopefully that. But, you know, the ego is okay, but we're trying to help you. So why are we thinking, what is it about? Is there anyone in your family that is talented, like an artist?
Oh, I'm sorry. You broke up there a little bit. What did you ask me?
Are there any talented people in your family, like an artist, painter, artist, or anyone who doodles or something?
I'm artistic. And my brother, who I went to visit, his wife does photography.
Oh,
okay.
So that is linked to the Louisiana validation.
So there's some about your work, you know, where you're looking now at work. You have to stretch over to your brother and his wife in Louisiana and try to figure out how that piece will somehow symbolically fit in to what you're looking for in work, and that's going to help clarify or speed up the process to get it closer to a week and a half from now. What kind of work are you looking for?
Well, I develop training, so a lot of times I do use photography and graphics when I'm developing my training. And I did take a class in Photoshop.
Oh,
do you do like PowerPoint presentations or anything like that? Where you utilize
Yes, I did. I definitely
like
do that as well.
No. Like you train people for jobs or certain. What field is this in?
It's in any field. I develop training. I
train programs for.
It doesn't.
Oh.
You
know, you're okay. So that connects, and you use the very things that your brother and his wife uses. So. That's connecting. So that means that you probably keep our fingers crossed. As long as you're looking, you're going to get work with maybe within a week and a half before September's over.
Why are you out of work, Laura?
Well, my contract finished up, and I'm now looking for another contract.
So it's not like you like freelance type work. You're not employed usually by. Like a regular job, it's a specific duration of employment.
Yeah, So I'm usually trying to find contract work. I do consulting, contracting a lot.
So in your field, it's because you have to work in all kinds of different environments or for different employers. It's not normally like a steady, permanent position.
That's right.
Okay. So here's the deal. Here's what we're going to figure out. You're going to be having a job. Here's the energy we'll put out. Anytime between, let's say, September 20th and October 15th, you land a contract. You land a job. We'll put that out. That's a psychic put out. We're putting it out. We're not predicting it. But we're putting it out based on the credible amount of energy we've been able to establish and validate just with sheer psychic stuff. So we're going to take that part and we're going to put it into this pie that says, okay, we're going to put it in the oven and hopefully it's going to come out between September 20th, October 15th. You get a job and I don't know what it means, but it could last like 10 months or something. I don't know what this all means yet, but I'm just, things are tumbling in, and I'm giving them back to you as they tumble in. There's something to do too with the military. I don't know what it is, but there's a military theme going on. So, if you stretch your imagination, have you done anything with the military ever?
Well, I have in the past, but I don't have security clearance right now, so I'm not sure that's viable at this point.
But you have worked in the military, so that's a yes.
I have. Yes,
and
it definitely is true.
But it may not necessarily be that she's going to work with the military in the future, but
no,
the fact that she has done it is more
validation. It's validation towards a bigger premise that you're going to get. We're putting our fist down and going, Laura's going to get work between September 20th, October 15th. It's going to be a nice job. It's based on whatever connections we're making that are validating a storyline. And we're using that energy to and converting it into the result of you obtaining work relatively soon and within a month. And,
I like that.
3 months, I think three months was
well,
the
that was the top.
Yeah, that was the top.
But within
can't.
A month. Now we're saying within a month
because
we're getting more validation. And, you know, does 40,000 plus fit 40,000 plus in a yearly salary? Does that fit your experience?
Plus. We'll just say plus and leave it at that.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why it started. I said 40,000 plus and you said plus. I don't know why it started at 40,000. If you ever look back and see if there was a contract for 40,000 or something with 40,000 or there's a bank account with 40,000. If there's a 40,000 figure anywhere in your lifetime, that would just be another psychic hit in terms of the establishment of your history. Okay. So if that rings true anywhere, I don't know why it started there because it started there for some reason. And
I don't know why.
You don't know? Okay.
Let's not put that
out
there, okay?
What's that?
Let's not put that out in the universe.
What'd she say?
Repeat what you said again, Laura.
I'm just kidding, but I don't want a job that pays me $40,000.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah.
No.
But it started there for a reason. So maybe that was something you made when you started out doing this work, or like Neil said, it could have been a contract that may have been, you know, not for the duration of a year, but for a specific shorter period of time.
It has nothing to do with
well,
your.
That's possible. Yeah, that we can say that.
Okay, so
contract done for a whole year.
That's what we meant. That's what we
saying.
Mean.
Well, you know, you're going to make $40,000 and that's
The 40,000 is something that happened. The 40,000, Laura, is something that happened in your past, and the plus is what's coming up. So, you know, if you make, I don't care if you make $200,000, $300,000, $500,000.
No, we care. I mean, we hope you make a lot.
Yeah,
40,000 is not contingent on what your salary is going to be in the future whatsoever.
If you can go back and find out where that 40,000 seems to apply and then go forward in time to the present moment, you might be able to trace what your next salary is going to be and when. See, but we don't have time for that. But here's our suggestion. You trace where that 40,000 is. When you find it, look at the theme of what it was under. And that theme, start to thread that through your lifetime. And that, no matter how remote or whatever, that's going to determine what you're going to be getting, because it's obviously, yes, the plus sign, and it could be, you know, in the six digits or whatever.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of contracts, so I'll have to look at that.
But if you can, taking a little walk down memory lane will allow you to remember. You don't have to through each contract on a physical level.
For that amount, you would look in the military bracket and find a piece of information that was 40,000 in the military theme.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I remember where I was working when I was doing that. So.
Oh, so that might help to clarify where this is coming from.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good.
Okay, Laura, and keep in touch with us.
I will. Thank you both. I appreciate the reading.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're really kind. Bye.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, we have a listener here, 508, if she would like to speak with us. She can press 1, or otherwise we can continue on how to expel negative energy. And I think on the last show we were talking about putting thought form into a capsulized form and sending it out in order to start to work on an energy level.
Yeah.
Dealing with negative energy, not just a
visual aid. You put negativity into a kind of a capsule form and expel it. It's like you're shooting it off of your planet, your energy field, and
sending
it away.
Sending to someone that you don't like. No. I'm just kidding.
Sending it into cosmic space where it's not going to hurt anybody. I mean, when I've worked with the astral realm, and I travel there in astral body, there's a lot of debris out there. God knows there's a lot of space debris in our
environment,
solar system.
Right.
There's a lot of crap floating around. There's a lot of crap floating around in our oceans.
So that negative energy form can float around like
it can.
Cosmic debris.
It can. And it
or
becomes
as cosmic
inert.
Debris.
It becomes neutralized because it has nothing to feed off of anymore. So it's just sort of like cosmic dust. I mean, eventually it might, like pollen, it might attach itself onto something and formulate a new kind of energy. Maybe there's karma behind that. But that's not our purpose. Our purpose is to, how do we get rid of this? How do we get rid of negative energy? I mean, you know, the physical ways, you know, you deal with it, you go to therapy, you go and talk to the person you're having a problem with. You do a couple of chants and a dance. Well, there's different things. You burn a candle,
you know, maybe effective or may not be effective. Going to therapy can be effective.
Yeah, physical things.
It can be effective and it cannot be effective, as evidenced by our previous caller, who's kind of in a similar situation emotionally as she's been in for many years. But
right.
But burning a candle, you know,
may not work at all. People who therapists or people who deal with the psychic elements and help people, if I had to go somewhere to get rid of all the negative energy that's presented to me, I would have to explode. I wouldn't be able to live. Well, how do I do it? I can sit in a place and just expel it through energy. Hopefully it works. It's been working so far.
But generally, I mean, if we're talking about dealing with negative energy in daily life, a marriage of physical application and cosmic application.
Yeah.
You have to deal with things on a physical level. If you have a hole in a roof, you don't use energy to fix it. I mean,
no.
You fix the roof.
But, you know, there are ways, there are tricks to the trade. When I was a little boy, I used to look at bubbles. I would look at bubbles, like from soap or dishwasher or just a bubble. And I would pretend that I could will that bubble to burst. Like I was straining my energy out and making it burst. Now, it burst just because of the physics of the air and the pressure and things like that. But when I was a little kid, I thought I was making it burst with energy. I wasn't, but I thought I was. But what it did was it helped me to develop an exercise as to how to make energy
work.
So when I get rid of negative energy, it almost feels like I'm like pushing something happen.
You know, it's funny you say that because I used to do something when I had lost items. Now, it's not exactly the same thing, but I felt that I could fix my mind in order to find them, and it would always work, where I would say, okay, lead me to this missing object.
Yes.
So it's a similar...
It's a similar mind exercise.
Yeah.
So
and it worked. It really did work.
Well, hopefully that's what the end result is that your mind exercise works. So people will sometimes use that when they want something. They try to will it. They try to think it. Now what we're saying is we can use the energy of the mind to get rid of something around us, in us or around us, that we would think is negative energy. And we're not excluding other ways to do it. You know, there are 100 ways to do it. But what's the easiest?
Well, easiest and most effective way. You want
to. It can't be the most effective way because you just sit there and it's gone. It leaves because the body produces an energy. Animals read our energy. Animals can read our feeling of fear, our feeling of authority. Animals read our energy. It's like the dog whisperer. That guy has such an energy that as soon as he walks into a room, he goes, shh, and the dog is like, ugh, he's cowering.
It's like boot camp.
Yeah, but he
he's
walks
like a drill
in.
Sergeant. Yeah, he has an authority over the whole.
He's created an energy.
Because of his energy field. It's not because of anything he's doing on an external level, really. It's energetic.
And maybe the toughest dogs, he has to get a barrier or something or do something. But he's created an energy. When you exercise your energy every day and you fill it, you're expelling negative energy, you're thinking about it and just like you're straining it out, and then you replace it with positive energy, reinforcements of positive energy, positive affirmations. You're creating an energy field that now becomes a permanent fortress for yourself, where negative energy has a very hard time getting in. And if it does get in, it doesn't take much to get it out. Maybe it might take a day, maybe a week, maybe an hour, but you get it out, maybe a minute. But you've created an energy field, a composition of energy that is now established with a thought form. And you've done it every day. You don't have to spend a lot of time at this. You've done it every day to where now it's automatic.
Second nature rather than something you have to go through.
It's automatic.
Think
about it. We turn on a light switch and we instantly have light. You know how long it took to get there and how many efforts it took? I was just reading about Mark Twain and the printing press and how he was the leading established investment of the printing press. And when it was first created, it was ridiculous. It looked like this, it looked like a miniature tractor with all these arms on it that was grabbing letters. And he was telling his wife, this is going to be the greatest thing. We'll be able to print this. Now look at the massive amount of print that comes out of printing press, more or less the internet. But it all has derived from the original hard work from the beginning. Same with our example of a light switch. How long it took to get that light switch to work. Thomas Edison, to get that light switch to work, to finally turn on, and the telephone even. Now is instant.
Well, and on a more personal level or on an individual level, tying our shoes or getting dressed. These are things we had to learn.
We had to learn. The kids today.
Now it's automatic.
When they make a phone call, they hit a button and the number is registered. They showed kids the old rotary form.
Phone.
And they didn't. They thought that they didn't even have the receiver and you had to dial. I mean, there was so many steps to do. And they couldn't figure out how it worked. They didn't know how the thing worked. It was amazing to watch and comical if you're of an older generation. And they didn't know when to put the receiver on or off. And I remember when I was a kid learning how to work the telephone. It was even hard back then, and there was nothing more advanced to work with but the telephone. Now we look back in time and we don't even know how to operate.
I remember when it went from rotary to push button, which was a real novelty. I mean, now we're like,
yeah, your brain was, you couldn't under, your brain was like, you know, and then the iPhones 30 years, 20 years ago,
I was thinking about getting one of those remote phones or
you mean a
cordless phone?
A cordless phone that was a landline,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, a cordless phone. And the guy, it was like 3 feet high, and I was going to have to walk around with this thing if I went to the mall or something.
Oh, you mean a cell phone? A cell phone.
Yeah.
A cell phone, yeah.
And it was
the
ridiculous.
Old type of cell phone. Well, they used to have them in automobiles, and it would have, they had cords. They had cords.
They had cords, but it would be like I'm walking around with the Ten Commandments everywhere I went.
And the thing is, you don't even use the cell phone.
I don't
now,
even use
that's
it.
Funny.
But, you know.
To think of you with actually using a cell phone.
Right. But now you slip these things in your shirt pocket. I mean, you put them in your ear. Now you can do anything. So what we're saying is if you do the work now, it becomes very simplistic later. If I've got negative energy now, I'm not as worried about it because I know how to get rid of it, but that's over years and years and years. You don't have to do years and years and years.
Well, I mean, it
takes time.
It does take time. And if I don't think that most of our callers are ever going to get to a level of working with energy where they're dealing with, I mean, some people deal with clientele on that level, but most aren't going to be at that advanced level. They're not going to need to be in their own life because they're not processing a bunch of negative energy from multiple sources and things like that.
That's true. And now, you know, now they have implements and instruments where you just think the thought and it activates the mechanism. I mean, that's now being developed. So there is logic to how we can expel negative energy through thought form. What you have to do as a human being is say, I'm the instrument panel. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to construct a button in me that when I press it, negative energy is expelled.
Right. So that what sometimes can be challenging, I think, for people is when they're immersed in a very negative situation, experiencing negative energy coming out them, and then having to push that button and converting the energy from negative to positive. Because when we're affected on a personal level, then pushing that button becomes more challenging.
Well, that's a good point. Because the trick to this, you don't need emotion. You have to extract yourself from the emotion. You have to be very objective. I mean, can you imagine a surgeon doing a surgery and he opens up the guy and he goes, oh my God, look what's going on. This reminds me of things in my past. Oh, this heart is not beating right. This reminds me of my father. You know, I mean.
I can imagine that. No.
You can. Maybe on Saturday Night Live. But, you know, they don't. There's a cold effort. But the end result is that there's a rational sense to getting a job done. So you don't, in the aspect of getting rid of negative energy, strip the emotion.
Right, strip the emotion, but in a situation where you may be dealing with people that are not, you know, a negative situation out in the world where you don't have a personal relationship with certain individuals and you're having to convert the energy field in that situation versus energy field in a family, there's going to be more emotional attachment to the family situation than someone you don't have a close emotional attachment to. So it's going to be a different, maybe,
process. There's challenges, and we're not promoting or suggesting that you become emotionless or cold or dispassionate, but we're saying that in the element of expelling and getting rid of negative energy, it's best that you don't apply emotion, that you apply a sheer steel objectivity, that you are to expel this energy through the force of thought form. And that thought form, I guess the way to describe it is it's like a straining. You push the energy out through sheer brute force. And that's what you use when you're dealing with it. If I'm getting rid of negative energy, I don't wrap my head around, oh my God, I can't, what am I going to do? I hate this. I don't do that. I just stop. I go to the button that says expel negative energy, and I press the button and out it goes. Like the alien in the spaceship, out it shoots.
Right. But I also know something, I mean, I know that you dealing with negative energy sometimes go to a, not a negative level personally, but a worst case scenario level in order to neutralize energy. So you will go, you know, like if there's a situation that we're facing.
That's variations on a theme.
Right.
You can use variations on a theme.
Sometimes it drives me nuts, I have to say, because you'll say, well, you know, this is going to happen. And I'd be like, wah.
Well,
but most people aren't going to be advanced enough to do that.
That's tricks of the trade. You know, that's like the cat that says, oh, I don't care about that mouse. Who cares? And then it pounces. Sometimes indifference or thinking of the worst case. Now, you're about the worst case scenario.
That would be opposite of indifference. Right.
It's a total trick to get to a place real. So, sometimes you're hearing trick, the words, the drama of negativity. I'm using it as energy to get energy to formulate on it. So let's say, oh my God, this is the worst case scenario. That energy now attaches to that thought form. Oh good, he's agreeing with me. Oh good, I'm going to grab onto this guy because he's thinking the worst is going to happen. Then when he clings, like a spider in a trap, setting a trap or a Venus fly trap, when it gets in there, I go, gotcha. Then I expel it. Because
Sometimes
you have to...
It's like you have to magnetize the energy in order to flush it out completely. Because if you don't do that, then you might not excise it completely. And then you've got a lingering energy situation.
It's like when the guy says, if I could only get my hands on him, would I show him? Well, sometimes you got to get your hands on negative energy in order to expel it.
Well, sometimes you say the more negative a situation, especially when dealing with someone that you are not, you know, karmically attached to, the more negative a situation, the better, the easier it is for there to be a clearance.
Right. Right. I mean, and it's true. And how do I know? Well, from readings, from working remotely, even not only in my own life, working intimately in my own life, but working remotely with people I've never met, expelling negative energy.
We do it on the radio. I mean,
and we do it on the radio.
You've never met.
But there's a process. There is a process to it. You have a caller?
Mm-mm.
There is a process to it that works when you learn your own creative way. People may have other creative ways to do it. People may use a certain visual. Well, I think of flowers and I expel it out. Fine. You know, I think of army tanks and I expel it out. Fine. The visual energy
can be individual. Individual. You can choose your own.
Choose your own thing, your own creative way of doing it. There's no set standard. The set standard is that you expel it. And I, you know, whether it's subtle or whether it's aggressive, it's almost like when did I say that word where you're pushing
it out? Am I straining it?
Straining. You're straining it. When you strain things in cooking, you strain things in all kinds of different aspects in order to extract the essence of it. You have to strain it. And cooking will even give you that direction. Strain the vegetables, strain the this and that and the other. Because the reason for it, you're getting rid of the excess water or excess
fiber.
Fiber. You're getting rid of it. That's basically how you wash clothes. So you can't, if you don't, then you can ruin your meal. Your clothes will rot with extra moisture and et cetera. So that straining effort serves as a metaphor for getting rid of negative energy too. It's just as a visual and an intellectual, mental thought form.
Do we have a caller? We do have a caller, but that caller has not pressed 1. 646, if you'd like to speak with us, please press 1. They have not. Okay. So,
scary cat, huh? So,
I guess.
So that's, you know, because I think that a lot of people will gain an advantage over following these suggestions. There's a possible gain heard this and taking advantage of how to get rid of negative energy. Now, some people, you know, use other means. They just go to the physical thing. They write a letter. They go talk to the person. They go to therapy. They call up. We don't always use this. We have to call up and yell at people with companies that don't,
But like I was saying earlier, sometimes it takes a marriage of the two, physical and energetic, to create a result.
Oh, yeah. We've done some. Chris and I have done some really tricky things with working with energy and to our advantage and getting things done. So it works. It works. It works even out in the field. It will work. So, and it's fun. It's kind of fun when you understand what energy can do. It's almost like you say, oh, my God, I didn't know that this could happen. That person just changed their mind immediately.
Right. It's magic.
There's a certain, it doesn't always work, but in my world, it works 80% of the time, 75 to 80,
in
which
your
is
world?
Not bad considering. Well, no, before I met you, in my world, it's worked 75 to 80% of the time. I just mentioned we've done it together and it works. So the attitude, you see, when you're coupling it with another person,
yeah, there's going
to
be a shift.
There has to be a union.
Right. And there's going to be a difference.
You can't
difference,
just do it your world.
Right. In so what previously happened, you're using
somebody,
different, I mean, there's a different
right.
Recipe.
It can actually backfire. If a person who's done it so long is going to work with energy and then they invite somebody else to work with them and that person doesn't know what the hell they're doing, it can offset the thing, like any work task. So,
right, and each individual is coming in with his or her own karma, his or her own attachments in their own mind, etc., that may impact positively or negatively whatever
energy because you can't, being done. I mean, it's a union of two, a union of two to make one. That's what the union's about, and it can happen in all energy forms.
Well, in some cases, it's about that, but...
I mean, because you're working with energy, you're combining two opposite energies.
Right.
They are opposite. And you're trying to merge it into one. If two become one, that one is now more powerful. So there is an advantage. There's also significance to working with negative energy. But then some people who will work, who's trying to get rid of negative energy, they'll call others, oh, pray for me. Pray for you. That's energy. Well, I mean, pray for you. Let me go get my toolkit and I'll come over. Prayer is energy. So when we're talking about getting rid of negative energy, one of the synonyms is prayer, if you want to understand it. You call it whatever you want. Prayer, energy work, expelling negative energy. The only thing with prayer is that people will say, well, we're relating it to God. Or relating it to Jesus, or relating it to Buddha, or relating it to the cosmos. In energy work, you don't have to, if you're going to get rid of negative energy, I don't necessarily have to assign a God figure or a higher form to do it. I can, but I don't have to. I mean, I don't have to, if I walk outside the house to the car, I don't have to say, oh God, please give me the ability to walk outside the house to the car. I don't,
doing a lot of whining on the show.
Today's the whining
dramatic
show. But I don't, you don't always have to address a higher energy to get something done. We're human beings. We get to do things for all justifiable purposes. We all get to do things on our own. And what we're suggesting on the show is that you can get rid of negative energy on your very own, and that doesn't make you anti-God, anti-Jew, anti-Christian, anti-Muslim. It just means that you get
that
to
have
experience
certain,
your own energy.
A certain
field.
Mastery over
that's all it
personal
means.
Energy field.
That's all it means. Because every decision we make in life is according to our will. It is our will. Even if you say, oh, I give up my will and I surrender to you, that's still will. You have to, even in the course of surrender, you have to use your willpower. How do you surrender something unless you use your willpower in order to let it go? So it's the same thing. You're using your willpower which we've been given. We've been given willpower, and we use that willpower to excel. And I think in our case, I mean, how have you done it in your case? How do you have you begun to get rid of negative energy? What do you do?
I grab a gun.
You grab a gun. Well, you grab a gun, I think
for me, really processing negative energy has been a more concerted effort to distance myself emotionally from certain situations that might otherwise cause me to become emotionally invested. So that's been the biggest thing for me, for sure. But I think being structured, as I said, to work with energy naturally, obviously, has helped me. As I said earlier in the show, like your bubble bursting technique, me finding something, that was the beginning stage.
Right. I mean, because there's so many variations on how to get rid of negative energy, and there's so many different creative ways to do it, and people sometimes stumble because they're not doing it right.
And the application of positive energy to negative energy is really key, because we talked about the effectiveness of worst case scenario and making a negative situation positive by putting more negative energy into the energy field. But oftentimes, before you get to that point, to that stage, being able to do it, the positive energy is going to be more important than becoming more negative, because that can backfire for sure.
Right. So you're dealing with opposites and knowing how to work with it. Even if I'm getting rid of negative energy, I'm going to be using positive energy in order to get rid of negative energy. They say a positive and negative makes a negative, but in this respect, a positive and negative is going to make a positive, because you're using a in order to get rid of negative energy. So in the thought form process, it's not going to work as it does maybe so much so in mathematics or physics.
Okay, well, we are out of time today, and back on the air on Friday, same time as usual, and we will have a new topic for discussion that day. Bye-bye.